Hello, hi, how can I help?
Hello, George, how are you doing today?
Doing good, how you doing? Who's calling?
This is Evan from Local Slash, following up on the marketing services for your business we discussed.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, you didn't happen to get in touch with my wife, right? Do you have the main line number?
Yeah, I can give that to you when you're ready.
No, do you have my line number?
Oh, your main line number? No, probably not. Oh, what's that going to be?
Okay, well, is this a good number to reach you back at?
It's probably a local number that called into you just to prevent spam, but I can give you our direct number if you want that.
Yeah, well, you know what, let me see.
Yeah, so did you get a chance to review the information, or you still haven't had a chance to speak with your wife about it?
I haven't even looked at anything.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
I mean, I briefly talked to her about it real quick, and I'm trying to text her right now.
Yeah, if she's available, I'd love to hop on the line with y'all so I can answer any questions y'all might have.
All right, well, you know, let me... Hold on, You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I just made it a conference call this way I could just kind of get her on the call. It was just easier that way. If you could just kind of give her a rundown of what you're doing. We briefly were talking about it a little bit, but...
Yeah, 100%, yeah. So the package that I was recommending, that's going to put you on the first page of Google, Yelp, Bing, Apple. It's also going to actually take Facebook. If you don't have a page already, I don't remember if you do or not, we're going to help you craft that up and make it look real professional, as well as run some advertisements on the Facebook platform, being we just have a lot of success with our clients on that end and just retaining new customers. Also, y'all don't currently have a website, do you?
I know we are in the, we're still in the whole process of that.
That's perfectly fine.
If you have something, like if you offer something, I'll hear it. I just don't know. Like I have a friend, like my best friend does that for a living. It's just that. She does other stuff. So she's, if it's something that's feasible and, you know, there's a little bit more help,
yeah,
with it, I guess, maybe.
Because within this package at no additional cost, we'll actually create a full website for you, like with your own pictures, testimonies, links. I can even have like some other features, like a pay link in there, or even like a 24/7 chat bot. And we do it for free, like I said, because it really helps us out as much as it helps you just with promoting you and putting you on that first page as fast as possible.
Okay, so it includes, you said, a full website. What's a full website? Like five pages? Like what is a full website?
Yeah, I mean, I could send you a sample if you'd like. Let me see here. So I have his email. The info at flukeshomeservices.com. Is that a good one I can resend this to?
Yeah. I have access to that too.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and resend that and just send you a sample of the websites, give you an idea of what we can do. Because, yeah, we'll do like five-page websites or so, have multiple sections and all the links and everything. We do real good work on that end, and that's coming through to you right now.
I'm going to open up my computer to just take a look at it. But you said it was like the first thing you're looking at, like how would you get us to the first page of everything? Is it with the website or is it just with our Google listing that we already have? How,
it's going
like,
to be a multitude
means?
Of Yeah, it's going to be a multitude of things. So we're a Google Premier partner. So not only like the traditional ways with getting you programmed into keywords, like fulfilling your reviews and reaching out to previous people you've done work with, as well as these new jobs, as well as a couple other things like site mapping. We also have some resources in the back end that are exclusive to us just because we're a Premier partner. It's like a partnership that only six other companies have. And with that, we're given a lot of resources that we can use just to promote you and put you up there faster.
Okay, and you guys work with, like, HVAC companies all the time, or?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we cover HVAC companies across the nation. We've done consistent work with them, I think, since we started, and we've been around for about 20 years.
Okay. Now, as far as like, I guess one of the big questions I have as far as like just help as far as her, like with the website, is it more like, you guys just ask us questions, or is there like a more hands-on helping out? Like, is it that we have to provide absolutely all the details of like the wording for everything? Or is it something that you guys like will help, like maybe, like I have a huge problem. Like my huge problem is just like a, almost like a, if you will, like a writer's block. Not
right.
Sure exactly what we want to put up there. And what, like what he's got the pictures. So that's not really my end, but like, all this other stuff on like what we want to, you know, specifically put on there. So is there more help, along that way, like collaborating, or is it more like, hey, fill out this questionnaire and you guys just take everything from that?
Yeah, pretty much we'll take care of everything. Anything you have to do personally, we'll just hold your hand through it, if anything. But for the most part, aside from just getting you verified, which doesn't take long at all, and we'll hold your hand through it all, we pretty much take care of the rest. Like, we get you paid up. And then once we do that, we schedule something called a client interview. It's going to be like a 20-minute to maybe even hour plus, in some cases, phone call, just depending on how many details they need to get from you. And they're going to collect everything from there and possibly have you send them over some pictures, of course. But pretty much from there, they take care of everything, and it's really nothing on you. We like to take all that off of you, because in this sense, really in every sense, what we're doing for you is a whole another job that we're taking on. It's like a whole another aspect, and we just want to take that off your hands.
Okay. And so I guess, I don't know if you've discussed like the costs and stuff like that. Like you say, this package, is it a one-time fee? Is it monthly? How does that work? How much is it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That
so
kind of stuff.
Yeah. So it's no contract. We just ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. That way we have enough time to actually put you onto those first pages and have, those campaigns running, as well as a consistent uptick in new jobs coming in. So with that, y'all do have that discount of the established business rate. With this, it's going to keep y'all at that 60% discount month to month. So you're just paying $249 a month, and it won't go up from there at any point.
So, The 60% discount is for a new business establishment, you're saying?
Yes.
Is that what it was called? Okay. Okay. And so it's a $249 per month. It doesn't change for as long as we keep you, or is that, kind of fill in where I was writing before. So you said it was $249 a month for however long. Like, do you guys find it that keep like is there like a longevity thing like with this, like or is it just to like get us established? Is there?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we've had people with us almost our full full 20 years. I mean, we've taken people from being very local to international with their marketing. So as long as you want to expand or just maintain, for that matter, people generally retain us indefinitely. Like, one of the best cases is, have you ever heard of Vivint Smart Home?
Vivint? Yes. I think my parents actually use them. They got
installed
by them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've actually done their marketing since they started up. We brought them from a local level, and now, you know, they're like a national, international brand with like their own stadium and stuff, and we do all their marketing for them. So we've stayed through them.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's pretty interesting. Okay. And, so you, like, how long does it typically take to like start seeing? I know that it takes a while to get results or whatever for these search engines to start picking up on things, but like just looking for a general guideline as far as how long it would normally take to where we would start seeing,
right,
you know, like a more consistent result, like more consistent results and stuff like that.
Right.
So
with us, since we'd be setting up pretty much everything and starting from pretty much the ground up with you, it'd take a little bit longer, but it'd still be the industry's fastest, in all honesty. So you're looking at Really like that 45-day mark when you can start seeing some consistent jobs roll in and inquiries start really picking up. And definitely at the latest, at the very end of that second month, you'll see a drastic change, a pretty much total revamp in the traffic you're getting.
Okay. All right. So, okay. I just don't know if there was anything else. I know I, is there, all right, so this is just for like a beginning thing. Is there anything like later on in life that it's like, you know, if we're established, is it the same, like this same like package for the life, or is there like something that you would transition to like later on?
Like if you wanted to expand?
Well, either, yeah, expand, or if like we're not so, you know, we're getting found more easily and stuff like that. Or is this like something, cause, I guess it's just like, is it maintained? Like, how is that? Is it like you guys just constantly use your avenues to keep us like in the top?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or is it something that like it's just to kind of get us up and running and established? And then, you know, because I know that there's, like, a lot of other things, like, going on, you know, in, like, a beginning startup phase type of deal. But I'm just curious. It sounds pretty good to me. I just have to definitely speak it over with George and, you know, and just see, like, if, you know, just like budget for everything, constantly, you know, consistently. So and that's always the big thing. So I just, I'm definitely liking, I'd like a little bit more help, like with the website thing, like kind of a thing. So it's something that it definitely, if it's not something so much that I have to put so much invest my time into, cause I do a lot of the back end stuff and,
right.
It's a lot, you know, on top of taking care of all the kids and being home. It's like a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah,
so I just didn't know if this is just like a startup thing and then like we transition over to something else or say we do want to expand or something like that. There would be, you guys have like different levels for that, like different level packages. For different companies, like if we were established and we wanted to start growing or doing something else and, you know, we found you and like, what would you like, is there like something else like more out there? Like, you know, the growth is definitely, something we want, you know, we're not opposed to growing. So, this is kind of, that's because I like to try to think ahead of, excuse me. I like to try to think ahead is all prepare myself for stuff. So that's why I'm kind of asking.
Yeah. So yeah, we definitely have options for just maintenance. Like once we actually get you there and to maintain you there. And then we have, of course, options above this that take you above, like just establishing you and putting you on those first pages with your local listings, but where you can expand to, metropolitan areas, statewide, and even nationally. We have avenues and packages tailored just for that. And we have whole entire systems and campaigns that we can run with that.
What kind of pricing would you be looking at if we were going to go and let's say, advertise to a whole city instead of just like our radius?
To y'all's radius, with that, I could probably like get y'all in like at the 600 area, like the 600 price, like 600 a month for sure. I think y'all could cover not only y'all's local area, but cover like a large metropolitan area as well.
Okay. All right. So it's really not all that much more.
No, not at all. Especially like when you're already with us, we'll work with you a bit on that and waive like setup fees and stuff like that.
Okay. So, I mean, and it's, you know, primarily subscription-based, you know, obviously, and then
Yeah. Everything we do is subscription based. I mean, unless you absolutely want to sign for a longer term, but just to get you started, we just want to do it month to month so we can gain your trust.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, the fact is we're going to do it.
right? We've tried a couple of different things. It's definitely within the budget, you know, at the moment. You know, we've got money out on jobs and stuff like that. So when we can make the you know, the down payment, whether it's, you know, this week or next week, that's up to, you know, I guess Angie's got to see what we have. I mean, that's really not a lot of money that you're asking for, so it's really not a problem. I think you answered our question.
I know there's a way to probably integrate it, but have you guys worked with, like, House Call Pros before? That's the software we use.
Yeah, we definitely have. We're really good, especially with our websites and integrating your, like, any type of CRM you're working with, because we know you'll base a lot of things around that scheduling, like that y'all sold bread and butter. We don't want to interrupt that.
Okay.
And now, me personally, and Angie as well, like, we're a stickler for things working properly. You know
right.
what I mean?
So
like, you know, like, you know, we have to make sure that stuff, like, patches right, and it's, like, attention to detail is complete, because that matters, you know, like, a lot. And,
yeah, 100%.
You know.
Yeah.
It's tough finding, you know, people that, you know, follow through and do good work, you know what I mean, like I said, and, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Okay.
We just have
All
to,
right, so.
You know, go through whatever the setup is and stuff like that.
Now, I just want to double check, because I realized that I was, like, I was looking through past emails. So with the pricing on that, a lot of these things say that there's a setup fee. Is that still applying, or
if I could get y'all down today, I could definitely reach out to our head advisor here and knock off all of that, if not a majority of it. Get y'all down very low on that setup fee. It just have to be something I could do pretty imminent. And he'd likely be able to wipe a lot of that off, not all of it.
Well, how much setup fee is there normally?
It's usually like a $300 setup fee.
That's not really that bad. I mean, if you want to, so we're looking at $250 for the first month, $250 per month roughly, and then $300 to set up.
It's $249 a month, you said, and then if we sign on or whatever today or whatever, he can see about getting the fee down a little bit, the setup fee down, either waived or down a little bit, is what he just said, George.
Right.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. That's cool, but it's, you know, if the value is there, then that's really very, very good, very good cost, I think. So what do you would need? So basically, without getting the setup fee down, it would be like $550 right now, is what you're saying to start. Or
right.
The free setup and then $250 a month after that.
Right. So it'd be with that, I mean, $550 if I legitimately couldn't get it done, within like some close time, but generally I can knock it down pretty substantially. So you'd have that initial setup fee, but then after that, yeah, you would be locked in at that $249 a month. It wouldn't go up from there, and there wouldn't be any surcharges or anything past that.
Okay. And then any price increases or anything like that, we would be notified before, not just billed after. And there's like no, like, you know, silly things after. Because, I mean, I don't mind enhancements, but I don't want to get, like, you know, surprised, oh, you owe this type stuff. We don't
know
that stuff.
No, we're not like the Home Advisors or Yelp. We're never going to raise the price on you unless you want us to, and that would come with enhancements. So at this package, you're going to be locked in at that discounted rate and stay there.
What is the actual package, like, name? Because I'm just looking at everything. Is it...
It's the Platinum package. If you look at the SEO packages, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at what you sent, and I'm just, like, looking at everything is all.
Yeah,
it's
on, like, a $600 a month package.
Yeah, I see that. So I just wanted to see, like, where we're at as far as, like, what it was. Yeah, kind of came into the call. Okay, so right now he wants, you know, he wants to, like, to sign on. You would need the 2 months up front, the 2 months
no.
subscription. No?
No,
then,
just
what
the
would
first
you need, like,
month
right
and the
now?
Setup fee.
Okay, so the $249 and then, like, the $299.
Yeah.
What you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, if you'd like, I can go ahead and just reach out to my supervisor. I just pinged him, and he's available. I can talk with him real quick and
yeah.
see how much I can get that knocked off today. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, fantastic. I'm going to put you on
thank
a brief
you.
Hold. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I was able to get $200 knocked off of that setup fee. So you'd just be looking at $348 today to get you all set up and started.
That's much appreciated.
Yes, that sounds good.
All right. So yeah, let's go ahead and get this started. So when we're marketing you all, what hours of operation are you going to want to be up for?
Well, I mean, what would I like? I mean, 9 to 5, but honestly, we're going to do 24 hours. I mean, I don't want to run ragged, but I mean,
gotcha.
I would probably want to market that as 24 hours for, you know,
emergency therapy,
whatever, but you know,
okay.
I mean, I kind of think you have
well,
to.
Yeah, it's going to be like a 9.
Call your heating guy and he doesn't show up at night when your heat don't work, you know?
Okay, so emergency services. 9 to 5
yeah, yeah.
generally, but
for
y'all
standard.
Are available for emergencies.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 I mean, I'd like it to be like for only existing clients after they've signed on for like, you know, maintenance agreements and stuff. But I mean, at this point, you know, I also want to actually help people in the community. You know,
right.
I mean, when you've got... You know, like you have to this you know, doing heating and stuff in the wintertime, you know, it's you have to care about people, otherwise
yeah.
it's just too fucking hard sometimes, you know, if you don't like actually
yeah.
want to see them.
People's lives rely on that for sure.
Yeah. So
awesome. And y'all are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome. Fantastic. And what are some specific, like, cities, counties, or zip codes you're looking to market in?
Oh,
All of Carbon, right, George?
Yeah, yeah, definitely all of Carbon.
All of Carbon County. And that's just the county that we live in right now. We do some, so far we're doing some in Monroe County, but I don't really know. I know Monroe, like, that's a huge I think it's a huge, another huge county, but I don't know the zip codes off the top of my head. I have towns, like I can list towns.
Yeah, if you're giving me a general area, because like I said, you're going to have this client interview after this. I'm just giving them a good idea of what they're looking at beforehand.
It's probably Carbon Monroe Schuylkill, but isn't Schuylkill is like where Tamaqua is and stuff, right? I mean, we're gonna eventually try to really get up big because, like, you know, in because I have a bunch of kids, right, and they're all interested in the business. So at some point, you know, for growth, you know, as they grow, they're gonna want to have, you know, I want to give them something. I want to leave them something. So,
yeah,
you know, we're probably gonna need, like, you know, like a portion of the state. You know, like,
yeah,
like
if not all of them.
They can all grow into really successful, you know, companies.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So we probably would be looking at, like, you know, but that's maybe 20 years, you know what I mean, 10 years. But right now, definitely.
It's a good outlook to have, you know. I mean, definitely, if you have a path, like a roadmap for that, it helps us out a lot, too, because we know we you want to take it so we know how to market you.
Yeah, in 10 years, I want to have half the state. I want to have the eastern half of the state. I want to, I would like to have like five different, locations, honestly. 15 years maybe.
We'd love to help you with that. Yeah, I'll definitely mark that down. So,
that
Monroe.
Business, right? But, you know.
So, I'm looking at the map. So, it's definitely Carbon. I don't know how far up in Monroe that you want, but we could just generally, if you, if we're going to go in more details with these, with somebody
I'll
else.
I'll an hour of our location, but I would probably like to densely market maybe Stroudsburg.
Yeah, that's Monroe County. That's Monroe.
Yeah, Stroudsburg.
And you're right. And you're right. I guess Schuylkill.
Is Tamaqua.
Yeah, that's that area. And then maybe some of the Lehigh and maybe even Northampton. Those are the four surrounding counties that are.
That's a huge area for us right now.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is just a general area that a specialist that's going to speak with you is going to really mark down like specific zip codes with you and stuff like that. But for the most part, I'm just trying to get an idea of the area.
Yeah.
Well, that's a coverage area that we'd like, but I mean, with how small we are right now, we probably would want to target smaller areas if we're going to get a good density from them. So, like, we've had a list of, like, the certain HOAs that we'd like to specifically target, but I don't know how that works to, like, run a campaign.
Interesting, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, we've been putting a lot of thought into it, you know, but some of the things, like, I know what I want to do, but I don't know how to do the stuff, per se. Like, I don't know how to make an ad and make it a picture and put it on the thing. I don't know how to do that with the computer, but I know kind of what, I know I want that.
Yeah, that's where we come in for sure. Yeah, but that definitely helps out. And like if, like before, you'll have time because I'll schedule this client interview, y'all's best convenience, probably for next week. So during the weekend, y'all can gather whatever information y'all want so you have it all ready for that interviewer and just have a well-rounded idea. But for right now, we're just getting like kind of an overview of everything.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
And I understand y'all do HVAC services. Are there any specialties you want to focus in on or jobs you prefer doing?
Probably restoration and replacement is probably the most thing that I want to do. But I feel like I want to do, like maintenances don't really bring in a lot of money, but they'll bring in residual clients. Like you want to do a lot of maintenance so we can keep these people around, but it don't make a lot of money doing them. In fact, if I spend all my time doing maintenances and I'm missing out on a lot of opportunities unless I put someone on that. So I have to get someone to specifically just do cleanings, but that's what we need. So we can have a yearly business, you know what
right.
I mean? And then,
consistent.
Yeah, system like the best, my personal niche where I would help people best is when their systems are really screwed up and they just need someone to just straighten that shit out. That would
right.
probably be, you know what I mean? Because I've been a service technician for a long time and that's probably how I could help people best because a lot of people would just leave an underlying issue and fix the minimal issue. And I would like to fix it for them and actually fix it so that they can have peace of mind and then clean it every year. You know what I mean? And that's
yeah.
I believe that's doing the right thing for people. So, I mean, I would like to target people with screwed up systems. Sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I went ahead and notated that you prefer the restoration replacement, but that maintenance kind of gets your foot in the door as well as keeps consistent work in front of you.
Yeah, we want to be a full service. I want to do maintenance, repair, new installations. I want to be a full service company. I want to do plumbing, electric, heating and air conditioning for them.
Nice.
Eventually, I'd like to do handyman work for them. Like, you know, I'll do whatever for people now, changing doorknobs if they need. But it's hard because you also have to make money, and some of that stuff is, like, free. Even if you're charging people, it's not really – sometimes it's not enough to really make you do it. But it would be good to help people who need that service and can't do it themselves.
100%.
So you have to, you know, actually go out there and do that stuff, and then, you know, maybe I can do their – maintain their fireplaces and their air conditioning and all that other stuff. So I'd like to really be like a full service company. I want to do security eventually too. But, you know, like not yet. Right now we'll do cameras right now, but I'd like to do full alarm systems for people at some point.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the future too. Everyone, they don't already, is getting one. For sure. Everybody's smart homing their house and everything. Let's see here. Got that. And the website. Perfect. And this phone number that I have here, the 570-817-3548, is the best one to contact you at? Or should I take down your wife's number?
Take down her number, too. This is the best number to get me, but, like, she's going to be probably the main point of contact.
Right. I'm ready for it whenever you are.
Go ahead, Andrew. What's the best number?
Good question. I got so many.
Yeah, we got a bunch of numbers now. Like, we're trying to set up so that we can handle
it. It's just that my cell just gets a lot of spam. So unless I know when they're calling and what number they're going to be calling from.
Yeah, I'll give you our contact number once we, like, get stuff finalized. I'll give us your contact number.
Yeah, or if they're able to, like, to text me right before they call, then that's helpful, too. So my phone does know how to pick it up.
Please don't tell any of our numbers. They're only for you.
Oh, no, we'll never do that. We'll never do that.
All right,
we don't give out personal information.
My cell number is, it's area code 631-522-3082.
Thank you.
And then you can always, if you want the business line, you can always call that too. That gets forwarded to my cell as well.
Fantastic. All right. All right, George, I have your first name. Is Fluke your last name?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, and what's going to be the billing address for this card?
26 Wetzel Road.
Could you spell that?
Go ahead, W-E-T-Z-E-L.
$2,600 Wetzel Road.
No, 26.
Yep.
26.
I'm sorry. 2600 or just 260?
No, just 26.
Okay. Sorry.
Only two digits. Yeah.
And what kind of card is this going to be?
Ange?
Oh, I thought you were giving the other card.
I don't know. What card am I giving?
You want to give them the QuickBooks one?
Whatever card you think we need to give.
Yeah. I mean, I have part of it down here. I can give it to them if you don't have it.
Use the Cabela's card. You have that card?
No.
I use the card because it's... Wait, no, this is not...
You have that one. You
yeah,
have
but,
that card.
Yeah, but that card's not good then, right? What card do you...
No. Actually, I don't... Yeah, I don't know what's on that one. Just, I guess, use the QuickBooks one, George. I can give it to me.
I don't have it with me. Do you have it?
Okay, I have it. I have it.
That's why I use the other card.
It's a V... I think it's a Visa. Yeah, it's a Visa. I don't know why I'm thinking it's not. So it's a Visa. The number, it's 4999.
Okay.
9801-3702.
Okay.
4632.
And the expiration date?
727.
And the CV code?
087.
All right. And we're never going to give out your personal information, but just from the influx of traffic we're going to get you, like the likelihood of a scam caller calling you is pretty likely. So we want to prevent anything malicious from happening. So we set up a security question. So if you're ever suspicious of who's calling you, you would just ask them this question and we should answer it for you immediately. Now, there are three options for that question. There's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Do you want me to answer that, George?
I don't know. I mean, let's use Riley. Let's write
okay,
it down.
Pet's first name?
Yep.
I'm writing that down.
Riley.
Do you need the spelling on that, or does it not matter?
Yeah.
I mean, just R-I-L-E-Y.
Somebody else.
Yes, R-I-L-E-Y, yep.
Perfect. One moment, just getting this all together for us. All right, so just as, one moment, I'm sorry. All right, so just as like a form of protection, we do something called a voice verification script. It's just going to lightly go over everything that we're doing today as well as just clarify it. But if at any point you're puzzled about what I'm saying, just stop me and I'll make sure to clarify for you. But I'm going to go ahead and hop into that if that sounds good.
Okay.
All right. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Luke Home Services.
All right. And please state your name and the title within the business.
Angela Fluke, owner.
And are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And the name on this card is going to be George Fluke, right?
It's actually my name, Angela Fluke.
Let me correct that.
It's a company card. It's got Fluke Home Services on it, but on the back of the card, it has my name on it. So.
Yeah, let me just get both of those. One second. Home Services. And Angela is spelled A-N-G-E-L-A.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, perfect. We'll get right back to it. All right, you're authorized user on the enter this building. And if you want to go ahead and pull out your phone for me and open up your contacts, I'm going to give you our contact number. It should be the only one we're calling you from, as well as how you will contact us. So when you're ready, you can. I'll give that to you. It's going to be for Local Splash, and it's going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay. Local Splash. Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 12th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
All right, so after the second month, it goes to automatic billing, you're saying, or are you going to run the second month automatically also?
The second month, it just will be pretty much reoccurring every single month after this one. So on the 12th day,
like August 12th, you'll be automatically withdrawing again, correct? Automatic?
Yes, for $249.
Okay.
All right, so that was successful. I want to be the first to congratulate y'all and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I mean, I really can't wait to see how we help you expand and then further just take over the rest of the state with this. There's just two more things we need to do. Y'all should have been sent an email as well as a text with the link with our terms and conditions. If y'all could sign that for me real quick, we can go ahead and schedule your client interview.
Okay.
Would that have come from you?
Yes.
Would it have been from your... Let me just refresh.
Should have been sent to the 570 number, though, more likely than not.
Oh, then that would be George. I'm checking where I didn't have an email. I don't have an email. So I'm checking the email. George, that would be you probably.
Yeah. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice and email we have on file. Please click here.
Oh, yeah, I got the email now.
In terms.
Want me to do that or are you going to do it?
I'm reading it. Hold on. I'm not sure. Hold on. So you get 30 minutes of support within a month, and then it's $375 for the next 5 hours if there's support needed. But what if the reason there's support is because you guys make a mistake?
Yeah, that's not in case of that. Generally, the line of support that they're talking about is when people get suspended, like their Google accounts are suspended or something like that, that's external support. But everything actually putting you onto our platforms, getting you verified and everything, that's just Encompass. That's not revolving around that. Mm-hmm.
What's our agreed upon term length?
It's just a 2-month verbal agreement that we're agreeing to. I mean, you can cancel it at any time, but we're just asking for that 2-month verbal agreement so we have enough time to put you onto the first pages and have that actual uptick of calls coming in and everything and new jobs.
So I just got this email for, like, the Google business profile, but we were already verified with Google. Does that matter? Do I still need to get all that stuff?
No. If you're already verified, that's actually perfect. It'll actually speed up the process and have everything happen a little bit faster.
I just need pictures because we did all that verification with Google awesome. Already.
Yeah, that'll speed up the process even faster. I mean, That span that I was talking about, like the 45 to 60 day span, y'all definitely be on the earlier side of that because that saves us, like, I think a week of work getting you verified.
Okay.
Username and a password.
Yeah, it's in the email already for the dashboard. We have the ID and the password in there.
All right, well, you'll have to go in there because I don't.
I can do that.
Okay.
Do I need to access that right now? Is that something I can do after?
Yeah, if you could access that now, I'd really appreciate it so I can go ahead and schedule this client interview without any issues.
Okay. Log into your account here. We're working on your account. Check back in 2 to 3 days if you want to.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you for doing that. Let's go ahead and schedule y'all's client interview here. Now, when are y'all available next week?
Monday, Monday morning.
Monday is what? 15th, I guess?
Well, I'm appointing at 1, so.
Okay. Monday's fine for me. I had other things coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. It was.
What kind of stuff can we do to prepare for this meeting?
With that, I'm just going to recommend y'all have like the location, like a good idea of your location in mind. Also like y'all were talking about earlier, just like you want to expand and kind of do that. And then also like, just like maybe have some pictures, like you said, available if they want those immediately, just so they can get working on your website. But for the most part, I think.
What do you guys use to do the pictures?
I think you can send them through anything. They'll take like a large amount of different platforms and type of picture ways. I couldn't name the actual specifics, but I know they're pretty open-ended with what they accept, just as long as it's not pixelated.
Okay. A Dropbox?
All right.
Yeah, that actually worked perfect.
Yeah, because I know there's trouble sending data in different methods.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Sorry. Where on the dashboard, it popped up when I signed in to upload pictures in a link, but where would I go? Because I clicked out of that and.
So they're still setting up your dashboard. They won't have that really set up till like your client interview is done with. Right now, that's
okay.
Just going to be like in a metamorphosis state.
Okay.
But y'all said Monday morning.
Yep.
All right. So it's 6:00 there. So y'all are, 3 hours ahead of them. So how does 10 a.m. sound?
That's good.
Monday is, can you do like 10:30?
They call like some blocks. Yeah, I'll put them like, they call them blocks of the hour, but I'll tell them to call more towards the middle of the hour.
Okay.
Moment, I'm just getting that scheduled for us. All right, well, guys, that is all done. I have your interview scheduled for 10 a.m., really 10:30 on Monday. More likely than not, I'll actually open up that call and introduce you to the specialist that's going to be handling that for y'all. But otherwise, yeah, for sure. I'll be on there. But otherwise, y'all are all good to go. Monday, we'll get the ball rolling. Again, I want to congratulate y'all and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to change your business for the better.
I think so, too. Thank you.
Sure. Just real quick, are you going to be, like, the designated contact? So if we're having problems with something or not getting through to people, do we contact you? Are you the representative?
Or is I'm always going to be available for y'all. I'm never going to turn my back and be like, oh, the job's done. But you will have a management team that's going to be assigned to you, as well as someone that's going to guide you through those specifics on the detailed end. But I'm always going to be here for y'all. If y'all ever have issues with anyone, I can definitely take over.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's definitely no problem for me. Otherwise, is there anything else I could possibly clarify for y'all before we depart?
No, that's fine.
No, I think that's it.
Be happy about it. Like I said, I mean, I was kind of thinking, you know, from our initial conversation that it was a good idea. I knew it was. I felt like it was. I just needed to make sure she was on the same page. And then, you know, because we've been talking about it, this has been the step that we've needed to make for a while. And we've been kind of like a little hesitant only because, like, we really want to make sure that it's, you know, that it's done well. You know what I mean? And, you know, we didn't really have enough information ourselves, and we still don't really have enough information ourselves as far as to know what we need to be doing, but we know this is where we need to do this step, so
right.
Plus, a lot of the other people calling